Track 9, more news. Teenager joins walk in memory of his dad. A teenager from Kingstayton was among more than 1,000 people who took part in the Big Tackle charity walk for Rowcross Hospice. Rupert Sickland, 18, walked in memory of his late father Craig, who was cared for in Rowland's inpatient unit before he died last year, aged 54. Walking with the Sticky Squad and raising around £300 for the hospice, Rupert said, "My dad always had been a military man. He was a serviceman in the Blues and Royals, a cavalry regiment of the British Army, and he died at the hospice on Remembrance Day 2024. He'd been diagnosed with a brain tumour during 2023 and then had a stroke. It was such a relief when he arrived at Rowcroft and the nurses were fantastic. Rowcroft did everything for the family. Nothing was too much trouble. I wanted to do the Big Tackle Walk today to support the hospice. It is a top charity and my dad was a big supporter of Rowcroft, as his dad was cared for by the hospice too. Rupert and his squad were amongst the record turnout for this year's event. Smashing all previous records, the 8-mile charity walk raised £100,000. Rowcroft CEO Mark Hawkins also completed the walk with his wife Denise and the dog Toby. He said, "What a fantastic walk, raising valuable income for the hospice. It was a privilege to take part with so many wonderful fellow walkers and with their own personal stories of how we have cared for their loved ones. Thank you to everyone who walked or donated, our amazing staff and volunteers who organised and directed us and kept us motivated and our sponsors. This special day was a wonderful example of a community coming together as one."
An inquest has opened into the death of a popular sportswoman and PE teacher from Bovey Tracy. Kelly Luscombe, known to many friends as Lusky, was captain of Bovey Tracy Cricket Club Women's 11 and a PE teacher at Plymouth High School for Girls. The 39-year-old passed away at Torbay Hospital on February the 26th. The inquest heard that Kelly had been found hanging at her home in Bovey Tracy on February the 23rd. She was taken to Torbay Hospital and was admitted to the intensive care unit, but sadly died 3 days later. The cause of death was given as hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, cardiac arrest and asphyxiation. The inquest was adjourned for a full hearing to take place at a later date. Tributes have been paid to the popular sportswoman. Bovey Tracy Cricket Club flew their flag at half-mast as a mark of respect. Kelly was loved and admired by everyone who knew her, the club said. She was like a breath of fresh air, inspiring and encouraging so many women and girls to play cricket. We will miss her desperately. Kelly previously captained Exeter Hockey Club's ladies team, and although she had officially retired from the game, she remained in touch with the club. Exeter Hockey Club remembered Kelly as a brilliant player with exceptional skill.
Plans for £10.3 million bus improvements. Councillors have approved plans for more than £10 million of improvements to the county's bus network, including services from Newton Abbot to Exeter. Devon County Council is receiving the funding from the Department for Transport, the DFT, to support its bus service improvement plan, known as the BSIP, for the 2025-26 financial year. The Council's Cabinet has backed a high-level plan of how this latest BSIP grant will be invested to increase bus patronage across the county and build on the achievements of previous BSIP projects. The BSIP plan to be delivered by March 2026 includes bus priority technology and bus stop infrastructure improvements on key routes which have frequent and direct bus services, including the Newton Abbot to Tynmouth to Exeter service. It will also improve the frequency of the best performing services in the county to give them the best chance of becoming commercially sustainable. This includes service 2, Newton Abbot to Tynmouth to Exeter will increase Monday to Friday daytime frequency to every 20 minutes. Councillor Andrea Davis, Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport, said, "The investments we're making through our bus service improvement plan are designed to make travelling by public transport easier and to make it more appealing option for people. Encouraging more people onto bus services can help tackle congestion and enable Devon to achieve its carbon reduction targets. We're having to prioritise how and where we invest our funding, but the schemes we've focused on provide the best opportunity to strengthen the bus network in Devon and work towards making bus travel an attractive alternative to the car. These schemes will provide vital upgrades that directly benefit passengers, whether that's through more frequent services, better information on services, or a more welcoming environment at bus stations and bus shelters."
Adults to benefit from extra skills training. Devon County Council has received its largest ever funding pot to expand its adult skills training programme. The £8 million investment from the Department for Education will enable more than 2,500 adults in Devon to access skills boot camps to upskill, change careers, or explore new job opportunities, the Devon County Council says. Councillors agreed recommendations for procurement process to get underway next month to commission the delivery of the skills boot camps to March 26. The boot camps, lasting from 2 to 16 weeks, are for adults aged 19 plus and are designed to meet local business needs in response to key labour market shortages. There has been significant employer engagement to help identify the skills needs and to shape the courses on offer. The range of skills boot camps is expanding, with training opportunities available from level 2 to level 5, covering national and local priority sectors. This includes courses in Devon's key growth sectors: adult social care, green skills, healthcare, hospitality, professional services and support for the voluntary community and social enterprise sector. There are also opportunities for care experienced young people, again aged 19 plus, with bespoke boot camps in areas matching careers and training aspirations. This aims to reduce the number of care experienced young people who are not in education, employment or training. Each skills boot camp supplier will also have an obligation through the tender process to outline how they will offer support and work experience to a care experienced young person. Over the past 5 years, Devon County Council has secured £14.4 million from the Department of Education to support Train for Tomorrow skills boot camps, enabling more than 5,000 adults to upskill and move into job roles that are in high demand.